In the center of the road stood an enormous tree. It towered like a giant above all the other trees in the neighborhood. Its limbs were huge and gnarled. As Ichabod approached this fearful tree, he began to whistle. He thought his whistle was answered. It was only a blast of wind sweeping sharply through the branches. As he got a little nearer, he thought he saw something white hanging in the middle of the tree. He paused and stopped whistling. Looking more closely, he saw that it was a place where the tree had been struck by lightning, so that the white wood was bare. Suddenly, he heard a groan. His teeth chattered and his knees banged against the saddle. But it was only the rubbing of one huge limb against another as they were swayed about by the breeze. He passed the tree in safety, but new perils lay before him. About 200 yards from the tree, a small brook crossed the road. A few rough logs laid side by side served as a bridge over the stream. To pass this bridge, one was the severest test. It had long been considered a haunted bridge, one frightful to cross alone after dark. As Ichabod approached the bridge, his heart began to thump. He gave his horse several quick kicks in the ribs and attempted to dash quickly across the bridge. But instead of moving forward, the animal ran sideways into some bushes. Just at this moment, a loud noise by the side of the bridge caught Ichabod's ear. In the dark shadow near the edge of the brook, he saw something huge, black, and towering. It did not move, but seemed ready, like some gigantic monster, to spring upon the traveler. The hair of the schoolmaster rose upon his head with terror. Who are you? He asked in a quivering voice. He received no reply. He repeated his demand in a still more frightened voice. Still, there was no answer. Just then, the shadowy object began to move and stood at once in the middle of the road. He appeared to be a large horseman, mounted on a black horse of a powerful frame. He bounded alongside of the road, jogging next to Old Gunpowder, who had got over his fright. Ichabod now quickened his horse in hopes of leaving the other behind. The stranger, however, quickened his pace. On top of a hill, the figure of his fellow traveler could now be clearly seen against the sky. Ichabod was horror-struck on observing that the figure was headless. His shock was increased on noting that the head, which should have rested on his shoulder, was carried before him on the edge of the saddle. Ichabod's terror rose to desperation. He rained a shower of kicks and blows upon Gunpowder, hoping to give his companion the slip. But the ghost galloped along with him. Away then they dash, stones flying everywhere like sparks. An opening in the trees cheered Ichabod with the hope that the church bridge was ahead. If I can just reach that bridge, thought Ichabod, I am safe. Just then, he heard the black horse closing in behind him. He even thought that he felt his hot breath. Now Ichabod cast a look behind him. Now he saw the ghost rising in his saddle. He saw him raise his arm and hurl his head at him. Ichabod tried to dodge the horrible missile. Too late. It smacked him into the head with a terrible crash. He tumbled headlong into the dust. The black horse and the ghost rider passed by him like a whirlwind. The next morning, the old horse was found without his saddle. Ichabod did not make his appearance at breakfast. Dinner hour came, but no Ichabod. The children waited at the schoolhouse and strolled idly about the banks of the brook, but no schoolmaster. Hans von Ripper now began to feel uneasy about the fate of the poor Ichabod in his saddle. An investigation was begun, and they found some traces. In one part of the road was found the saddle trampled in the dirt. The tracks of the horse's hoofs were traced to the bridge. On the bank of the brook was found the hat of the unfortunate Ichabod, and close beside it was a shattered pumpkin. The brook was searched, but the body of the schoolmaster was not to be discovered. An old farmer on a visit years later brought back news that Ichabod Crane was still alive, that he had left the neighborhood in fear of the goblin, and because he had been dismissed by Katrina. Brom Bones, who married Katrina shortly after, always looked very knowing whenever the story of Ichabod was told. He would always burst into a hearty laugh at the mention of the pumpkin. This led some people to suspect that he knew more about the matter than he chose to tell. The people of the neighborhood, however, are the best judges of these matters. They maintain to this day that Ichabod was carried away by ghostly means. It is a favorite story often told around winter evening fires in the peaceful valley of Sleepy Hollow.